Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Hundreds of locals will gather and light a candle for Domestic Violence Remembrance Day today. Vigils are being held nationwide to honour the memory of those who have lost their lives as a result of domestic or family violence. Toowoomba's Domestic Violence Action Centre is holding a ceremony and community walk behind City Hall this afternoon, marking the beginning of the Awareness Month. There's been a record number of Ross River virus cases, according to the Queensland branch of the Australian Medical Association. 155 cases have been recorded in the Darling Downs so far this year. Dr. Maria Bolton says the virus is spreading while RSV, influenza and COVID cases rise.
Viruses are on the rise this year, and this is just one of a group of viruses that seems to be doing the same. And that's why it's just really important that we do everything we can to protect ourselves.
The hunt is on for fire ants, which may have spread throughout Oakey in what the National Fire Ant Eradication Program is describing as a high-risk outbreak. The national program found and is working to eradicate more than 100 nests at the Army Aviation Center, detected by a contractor in mid-April. Head of Operations Graham Dodgen says the ants can spread quickly.
They can raft in floodwaters. Now, there's no indication that's happened in this case, but that is a concern because this is in the Murray-Darling Basin. So it's a fairly high-risk situation that we and the community are concerned about.
And the Maranoa Regional Council is considering a number of financial reports as they begin to prepare the 2024-2025 budget. New Mayor Wendy Taylor says the new council is gaining an understanding of the region's financial standing. It comes as the council approved nearly $70,000 of community grants that will benefit several clubs and groups, including the Maranoa Wildlife Education Centre.